Welcome to She Designed a Life She Loves. I'm your host, Katrina Lumsden. If you're ready to start designing a life and business on your terms in a soul-led and easeful way, then this is where you need to hang out. With 15 years business experience and having built a thriving interiors career, it is my passion to now show you the possibilities of expanding your interiors business in a way that you never thought possible. With a strong social media presence, aligned business strategies, and the right mindset, your biggest dreams are possible. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you the energetics behind creating a soul-led business so you feel empowered to go after those big dreams and design a life you love. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of She Designed a Life She Loves. Today I'm going to share a little bit of an update around my new goals that I shared about last week, and then I'm going to dive into five mindset shifts to increase your profits in your business, which I know you are going to love. Now, something that I thought I would do as part of the introduction to an episode each week is something that I do inside my containers with my clients, and that is I always pull a card for them. Now that might be a tarot card, it might be an angel card, it might be an oracle card, but whatever it is, whatever I'm drawn to, I will pull out that pack and I will read a card either for the group or I might do an individual one if there's not many that come on the day. So I thought I would start to do that before we get started into each episode. So I'm just going to shuffle them, and today I'm actually using a tarot card deck that I bought for myself back in, I was in my early 20s. So this was my first ever tarot deck. And I've really been drawn to it lately, and I'm finding that the messages that I'm getting have been so incredibly accurate for my clients and for friends and for people that I've been doing them for and for myself. What I'm going to do for this episode is I'm going to pull a card. I'm asking for a message that my audience needs to hear right now. So the card today is the Knight of Swords. So when the Knight of Swords actually appears, it's representing maybe someone who is going to enter into your life who might have some sort of a chaotic influence. They will come in and then make statements or do things that will make you change or make you feel like you want to change, and then they'll move on. And this can be a really good thing for you, because what they do is it might actually influence you and give you a little bit of a push to shake up the status quo and do something a little bit differently. And the other thing that this card can represent is that you are wanting to develop your mind in some way. You're either wanting to study a little bit more, or you're wanting to have a tweak or a change in your career. So that is your message for today. So just around my health and my mindset journey, I want to be really honest with you. It's been tough, taking away so many things all at once that I enjoy was really hard, but I can honestly say that I am actually doing pretty well with it. So I have cut out alcohol during the week completely, and I'm not drinking as much when I go out on weekends with friends. I'm tending to have I'll have a glass of wine and then I might have a glass of water and then a glass of wine. So I'm not just drinking for the sake of drinking, which often can happen when you're with the girls and you're having a lot of fun. I started a diet. It's a healthy eating plan diet. So it's really it's completely changing. Like instead of pasta spaghetti, I'm having edamame-based spaghetti. Like there's a really, really big change in what I'm ingesting into my body. And it came about because of my weight and because I haven't been feeling well, but also I have a girlfriend who is going through chemo and a treatment for breast cancer. And when we first found out she had breast cancer, we both sort of went down this rabbit hole of food and the sorts of foods that you should be eating more of and that you should be eating less of. And edamame is up there as being something that can reduce your risks of getting cancer and increase a good outcome when you're going through treatment. So just that little side note there. So that's one of the reasons that I wanted to do the health kick as well. And I have lost a couple of kilos, which I'm really happy with. I am not on social media nearly as much, even though I'm still posting drafts that I've had saved in my Instagram app for a while. I'm always creating content when the idea comes to me. And so I've got a lot of drafts sitting there. So that's been really nice not to just be on and turning it on and off all day. I try to turn it on in the morning and check if I've got any messages, and then again at night. So I'm also back into my meditation routine and also my spiritual practices, where I sit and connect with my spirit guides, and they give me a lot of direction and clarity in the things that I'm doing. So one thing that came up for me in the last couple of weeks is I had an astrology reading done with a beautiful girl called Rosanna Gida. Gida, I think her name is. What came up for me in this reading is that I am meant to be living through intuition. Like, even this is something I've been talking about and doing my whole business life, but having this astrology reading done and seeing that that is what I'm actually meant to be doing. It's like my journey that I'm on, my soul's purpose, and to follow the flow and follow what feels good. So it was a really great reminder to me to stop trying to force or make things perfect. And I know a lot of you out there will really relate to that, and to allow the unfolding of what is meant to be. And it's been just such a great reminder for me to continue to be led intuitively in business and in life. Just a little example there, I suffer from migraines and they've been quite bad the last couple of weeks. And with that, I have not had any energy. I'm not sleeping very well. And so I'm doing a lot of lying around and watching Netflix and not wanting to get out of bed and not wanting to exercise. And I've been feeling very guilty about that and really pushing myself to move and to do things around the house and to get things done. And this was a really great reminder to me that my body is telling me, like, I want you to freaking rest. Like, what more do I have to do? You're getting migraines all the time. You need to rest. So I'm actually going to have Rose on the show, and she is going to show you and teach you and explain to you the way that astrology can help guide you in your business. It's pretty cool what she does. She does work around what your soul's purpose is. So it helps you to see whether you are on the right track and if there's anything you need to be letting go of and other things that you need to be moving more into. So that's going to be really cool and will be in the next few weeks. So today's episode is around a subject that is a constant conversation inside Soul-Led Stylist and my mentoring containers, and that is your mindset around money. So if you came into a space working with me and I looked at your pricing and I thought and said to you, it's way too low, you need to increase your prices, you could walk away and increase them. But if you don't do the mindset work that goes with that, then you are not going to fully believe that you deserve it. And that's when you start having doubts, you have discounts, you let clients haggle you down. So I thought it was really good to do this episode and just share with you some of the ways that you can shift the way you think about charging and pricing your services. So I worked with a client last year. She was always underselling herself. And when she finally did the mindset work that we did together in mentoring, she literally had a light bulb moment in front of me. She could see how much she'd been undercharging and devaluing herself and her work. And so with the mindset work that we did together and raising her prices, she could then walk away and confidently ask for that new fee price without hesitation. But on the flip side of that as well is that if they said no or there was any pushback to that price, then she knew that she was okay with that. She would walk away because nothing less price-wise was worth her taking on that work. So I'm going to share five ways that you can reframe your pricing and the way that you look at what and how you charge so that you can make some big impactful changes to your profits. So number one, you're running a business, not a hobby. You started out, it probably started as a little side hustle and it maybe felt like a little bit of a hobby, But you have to stop thinking of your interiors business like your passion project. Yes, we're passionate about it, but if you want to succeed and you want to earn an income that is going to help you impact the family and the finances from your business, you need to charge your clients what the work is worth. No more doing cheap or free things for friends. It's time for you to raise your prices and charge what the work you're doing is worth. It is no longer a hobby. Number two, your client has engaged you because they don't know what you know, and they're willing to pay you for it. So you can imagine this client sitting at home on their brown leather sofa in the dark, gloomy, uninspiring home that they've got, wondering how the hell can I make this look and feel amazing? They have no idea where to start. And that is why they've reached out to you in the first place. And that's also why they're ready to pay you for that. You have to let them. We have to let them pay you. And you have to understand that when somebody comes to you because you can do something that they can't, there is value in that. Number three, you set the fee. You are in control of what you price your services. You need to then own it, and you need to speak confidently when you're sharing it with your client. When you believe in the value that you provide, your client will as well. So I want you to imagine that there are two designers who could both provide the same service, similar styles, and same outcome for a client. One quotes $5,000 to do a room and the other quotes $2,000 to do a room. What is the first thing that your client is going to think when she gets those fees? The first thing she's going to think is that the 2K designer mustn't be as good as the 5K. Maybe she's not as qualified. Maybe she doesn't provide as good a service. This is a mindset thing that you really need to push past, because when you are pricing too cheap, you are showing people that you think you're cheap, that you think you're not good enough, that you think your product isn't as good as what it should be. Now, you are in control of what you charge, and when you back yourself, others will as well. Number four, and this is a big one that I had to learn myself, never assume that your client can't afford you. Don't discount or underprice or devalue your fee because you think that they can't afford what the actual price is going to be. That is an assumption that you're making about somebody without knowing the facts. Send the proposal based on what you know the job is worth and then let it go. If that client and that project is meant for you, they are going to accept your price and they're going to be excited to get started. If they question your price, if they try to haggle, or if they say no, they weren't your dream client in the first place. And they would probably also haggle and push back all the way through the whole entire project as well. And then number five, you are not being paid for the time that it takes you to get the job done. You're being paid for your years of experience, your skills, your designer discounts, your expertise, your decision making, and your project management. If putting together a room concept takes you only 2 to 3 hours because you have niched into a specific area and you know where to find all the pieces and you've created really simple, repeatable templates, that doesn't mean that you only charge for 2 to 3 hours work. That's your bonus. That is your bonus for a great business model and the hard work that you've done previously in all those years previously. So to wrap it up, I'm just going to go through those five key mindset shifts that you need to make. Number one, you are running a business, not a hobby. Number two, your client can't do what you do, which is why they engaged you. Number three, you set the fee. You are in control of what you charge. Number four, never assume that a client can't afford you. And number five, your client isn't paying you for your time, but your years of experience and expertise. So I really hope this has helped you today and that something in there just flicked a little bit of a light bulb on for you in the way that you are pricing right now, especially if you're not seeing profits in your interiors business, especially if you feel like you're getting the work and then you're getting paid for it and you're feeling a little bit of resentment around the fact that you didn't really get paid as well as what you should have. That's a really big sign if you are not pricing right. So that is it for today. I also just wanted to share here that the way that I'm creating content for the podcast in this season of my life in the next few months is I'm not going to be dropping these episodes every single week like I have in the past. This was a lot of doing it that way was quite forced for me, and it was that perfectionist side coming out. Like, I have to be consistent. I have to have that episode out every Thursday. And what I found was that it wasn't done in alignment. It wasn't done in an easeful way. It was done with stress. It was done with, you know, I have to get this done. So this season around, I'm going to be recording when the idea and the download comes to me, and I'm going to release it when it's ready, which will most likely be fortnightly. But if you're following the show, you do get notified when a new episode drops. So make sure you hit follow and that you're following the show so that you get the next episode to come through. So as I said, there is a lot of beautiful women coming in to share their journey, and I'm reaching out to some women in business and hoping that they will come onto the show. Your reviews and you sharing about this show helps me to reach more people, which in turn then allows me to get better guests on the show as well. So I would love for you to just leave a review if you enjoy listening to the show, and I'll be back again next week. Have a really beautiful rest of your week.